by all accounts, Aaron, it shows us this magnificent feat of engineering, complete with a ventilation system, a lighting system, and as we're showing our viewers, a modified motorcycle that was presumably used while that tunnel was being dug. Yesterday, la Secretaria de Gobernación, which is the equivalent of the Interior Minister, mentioned that there is absolutely no way that El Chapo could have escaped from the Altiplano prison without help of prison officials. It seems that that's a narrative overwhelmingly that people we've spoken to believe. 30-plus prison guards are currently in custody being questioned as a result of this investigation and this escape. $3.8 million reward being offered for the world's most notorious drug trafficker. Aaron?
I mean, Nick, it's incredible. I mean, just when you see this ladder going down and then you see the ventilation pipe, I mean, just to your point, the sophistication, the engineering with which this was constructed, you actually today, for the first time, you were able to drive up to the prison where Guzman escaped. There's been so many questions about, I mean, this is supposed to be the most secure prison there is. This is as good as it gets. All right, you videoed, you drove up, you took pictures. What did you experience?
This is said to be the most maximum secure prison, maximum security prison in all of Mexico. We were able to gain access into it relatively easily. We and our crew showed up there saying that we wanted to do an interview. We were there to do a report. We were taken from one checkpoint to another where we were able to turn over all our belongings. They asked us for all of our belongings. We were taken through a rotunda and an x-ray machine and transferred from a perimeter one to a perimeter two by a federal police van. We believe that perimeter two is where the inside jails, the prison cells are. And in that process, when we got there, the director of this prison, he was furious that we were able to get to that point. This really speaks to the communication breakdown between the left hand and the right hand that we were even able to get that far, Aaron, into the facility. We were escorted out by federal police, heavily armed federal police, and military as well. Another embarrassing moment, or so it seems, at least for the director and his body language and his frustration with us and his colleagues that we were able to even get that far into the prison. You know, it really, as I mentioned, this speaks to the communication breakdown inside. And you can imagine what somebody with influence and money like El Chapo could have done and the ease that he could have gotten out of that prison, Aaron.